Good morning. We continue with Maseches Shviyos. We are on the ninth parak. We're discussing the halachas of biur. At what point you have to get rid of specific items because it's no longer available for the animals in the field? Mishnah Vav writes as follows: Mlaket asavim lachem. A person is gathering together wet asavim, different things that grow in like grass and stuff like that he'll use. The halacha is he can keep it ad shiva shamasak until the land dries up. At that point in time, whatever's left in the field will not be edible anymore. Megave v'yavesh, the person gathers together already dry asavim. The halacha is ad sheterid reviyah shniyah. He can keep them until reviyah shniyah comes. Reviyah shniyah, we discussed this when we learned Maseches Demai. There are three rains during the year which have halachic significance. It comes up in Maseches Tainus. So this just means that when that point of rain comes, that is when you assume that whatever is left in the field, whatever is dry, is going to be not usable and inedible to the animals. Ali kanav ali gafanim, shoots from reeds and from vines, from grapevines, ad sheyishru me'avim, until they'll dry up and start falling off of their original plant. That's when they're no longer going to be edible. Hamagaviv b'yavish, if someone already collects them when they're already dried up, then halach is achatei reviyashniyah, then he can keep them until the reviyashniyah, until the second raining comes for the season. Rabbi Kiva omer b'kul achatei reviyashniyah. Rabbi Kiva says everything. All the above mentioned cases, they become disqualified for use once the second rain comes. The Mishnah Zion, just a continuation, it writes, Kiyotzibai, similarly we find irrelevance, a significance to this second rain with regard to other areas when we refer to the rainy season. So for example, the Mishnah says, Hamaskir bayis l'chaver ad ha-gashamim. A person does not give a specific date, but say, you know, he's renting out a summer home. So he says to the person, you can have the home for the following price until the rain starts falling. What is he talking about? Achatei reviyashni, until the second heavy rainfall comes. And exactly when that is, there is a three-way machlekes, there's a dispute in the Gemara, exactly what date that is. Hamudar anah mechaveroi, person who takes an oath upon himself not to benefit from his friend, and he says, until when? Until the kshamim, until the winter, until the rain comes. When is that? What's he referring to? He's referring to ad chetei reviyashni, until the second rainfall comes. And again, it's subject to that machlekes. Aremasa aniyim nechnasin pardeses. Until what point in time can aniyim go into the fields to go collect the leket, chikcha, and peya? The halacha is ad chetei reviyah shniyah, till the same point in time, to that second rain, and they're not allowed to go in at any past that time because they're going to ruin the field. At what point in time is a person allowed to have hana, to benefit from, or to burn tevin and kash, straw, from shvius? Because we mentioned earlier, since tevin is edible to animals, you can't use it for other purposes. You can't just burn it, and you can't just use it to make cement. It has to be given to animals because burning it would be being mafsid them. When we learned, you cannot be mafsid, you cannot ruin perish shviyas. So at what point in time do we say that the tevin no longer is edible for animals, and then you could actually indeed gather it together and then burn it? When is that? Mishatei reviyashniyah, when that second rainfall falls. We'll stop here at Mishnah Ches. Have a wonderful Shabbos.